Well, Darrell, all batted, good effort.
Yeah, pleasing. It was a long old slog at times, and it was hard work, particularly obviously getting put in on a pitch that seemed pretty much all day. And really pleasing. Nice to see some of the hard work pay off eventually.
I thought when you were 52 for three, you lost three wickets in fairly rapid order there. That was the key phase, really. I almost thought you had to hang around at that point.
Yeah, I think, to be fair, they gave us a bit of a head start, really. I thought they bowled pretty ordinarily up front. They bowled short on a pitch that was hanging out for to pitch the ball up and nip it around. So gave us a bit of a head start with that opening partnership, and then managed to get the ball in the right areas and nip a couple out. But I thought Alexi came in and played a fantastic, not very positive. He's in a little bit of nick and got some runs in the second team. So he was in positive spirits and came out and played really well.
I know he's a relatively experienced player, just he hasn't been in the first team lately, but there must have been a bit of pressure on him coming out there today.
Yeah, definitely. I think I said this morning on the team tour, there's a few of us with points to prove, guys that have been left out and come back in the side, and then there's the young guys who are trying to establish themselves in this side as well, and also the senior pros who haven't delivered enough this year. So that was the point of my team talk, and hopefully we've answered a few questions today.
I suppose you were up at Durham last week after you got 40-odd and re-battled hard for that at a key time for us during that game. You must have felt it was starting to come back then, and the icing was on the cake today, if you like.
Yeah, definitely. You sort of time in the middle, you can't beat it, no matter how much time you spend in the nets and how many balls you hit in the nets. It's not the same. So I did spend about a long time at Sussex for 40 as well, and again up at Durham. I think that's helped, and hopefully finally reap the rewards today after a long old slog for the last few weeks.
If you'd have won the toss this morning, would you have had a ball?
Definitely a ball first wicket. I think Tim put the moisture meter in, and it was the wettest one we've had here all year. So it was definitely a ball first pitch, and I think that was a hell of an effort to get to 290 odd for eight, and hopefully get over that 300 tomorrow and pick up that next point and see it and get as many as we can.
Yeah, you must be delighted that, really, because as you say, put in and to get to that stage.
Yeah, and we've batted a day. We haven't done that very often this year, so that was really pleasing. We got through a whole day, and hopefully we can build tomorrow and add a few more.
Yeah, in all seriousness, it must be great to get a first inning score on the board, because, well, you just said it there, really, it doesn't happen too often, does it?
Yeah, the bowlers have bailed us out a couple of times, and hopefully we've given them something they can bowl at now, and I think that's a really good first inning score, no matter how many more we get, and hopefully a bit of cloud cover tomorrow when we come to bowl, and we can nip them out quickly.
Still a bit in the pitch for the likes of Messrs Richardson and Russell early on.
Yeah, definitely. I think they'd probably do it quicker, if anything. I think it's probably quickened up. That second new ball went around again, and 100 not out, and they're still playing it, missing sort of every other ball, it felt like, at times. So, there's still plenty there to work with, and hopefully we can make the most of the conditions.
Final one. You're giving yourself a bit of a platform here, haven't you, in this game now? It's important you don't lose the initiative.
Yeah, we've been in good positions before this year and not made the most of it, so that'll probably be the team talk tomorrow, actually, Trevor. So I'll bring you in, yeah. No, exactly that. We've been in good positions before and let it slip, so hopefully we can keep the momentum going tomorrow morning, first of all with a bat, and then start well. I think the new ball will be vital.